You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Kara Gott Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of Podcasting with Purpose. And if you're in the US, happy Thanksgiving. So I was inspired to come up with a topic, which it's amazing how they just kind of pop into my head and I just know they're always coming every single day. And so, of course, today is all about gratitude. Gratitude is the attitude. So that's what I'm going to be talking about and how to cultivate this feeling, how to help this to really just easily come up every day. Because actually, I believe that gratitude is one of the easiest emotions that we can generate. At least I think it is. So, I'm going to give you some action steps, but the reason why it's so easy is because as soon as we drop into remembering how lucky we are, how much freedom we are, like here's the first example for you. You ready for this? You're listening to this podcast. You have freedom to listen to this podcast. Think of how many people in the world right now cannot do certain things. There are people in this world who do not have freedom. They do not have the freedom that you have. So just that right there, like the fact that I can wake up in the morning whenever I want, come into my cushy, you know, studio, record episodes whenever I want to, you know, journal, knit. I mean, I get to do whatever I want, right? So this to me, it's like, I am so lucky, right? We are so blessed by like so much more than we give credit, right? So when we feel like we want to have a pity party for ourselves, as soon as you're in a pity party, that's like your inner GPS that's actually like telling you, hello, time to like, you know, put that aside. It's so easy, right? It's so easy to tell ourselves certain things in our business aren't, you know, they're not working. Podcasting is hard. Nobody's listening. You know, something's wrong. I'm not doing it right. Like all that stuff. It's so easy, right? So instead of allowing that part of your brain to keep telling you that story, you have an opportunity. You have a choice that you can make. You can decide to intentionally practice something different, right? To think a different thought. So why not choose gratitude? Let's just choose that one today. So some of the feelings that come up when I think of gratitude are feelings like completeness, contentment, sufficiency, feeling grounded, calm, serenity, peace, right? So these are all of these emotions that really help us feel broader, right? They help us just feel, you know, more in the moment, really. And to just remember, like, you know, this sense of gratitude. And how when you're in this space of gratitude, that you're actually attracting, you're in this dynamic state of attracting what you want to you instead of closing the shutters. So I have had a meditation teacher tell me once in her lovely English accent, she was a meditation teacher and she said, open the shutters, you know, open the shutters. Open the shutters to what is already here for you, because it's not like you have to go and get, you know, these feelings or gratitude or happiness or whatever, like the things you want, the abundance. It's really all right here. And you just have to open the shutters to receive what you want. And that is absolutely how it works. Because it's already here, right? And when you practice gratitude, you realize it's already here. I already have it. So when you say, I want it, I want it, I want it, you're actually blocking the blessings. I actually heard Oprah say this. I love listening to Oprah's Super Soul sessions. And that's like my favorite thing to listen to when I first wake up in the morning. And she said that on an episode that she did. It's with Michael Bernard Beckwith. And so he talks about this idea of like, we think we want this thing, right? I want this thing, but you want it from this place of like neediness, right? I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. You know, from this place of, I don't have it yet. That's why I want it, right? So what happens is we're actually sending the universe, we're sending that, you know, universal energy, a message that says, I don't have it, right? It's not like, well, sorry, universe isn't punishing you because you're like desperately wanting something. It's just the vibration that you're sending out is just bouncing back. I don't have it. So that's where you'll, you know, that's where you'll stay. That's what you'll keep manifesting, right? So with your podcast, let's talk about the podcast, right? How can you apply this attitude of gratitude? And to make this actionable, for those of you who love strategy and step-by-steps like I do, here are some things that you can do every day. Actually, you can do it now, as soon as we're done. I always like to make these episodes so actionable that they're so easy to take action on these steps that I share immediately. So there's four things that you can that can help you make gratitude your number one daily habit. Like the first thing you do. When you do this the first thing in the morning, when you're fresh, like before all the other shit gets in there, this can become such, like literally like your strategy. Like when you're always in a place of gratitude, everything you put out into the world is gonna just come from such an abundant place. All right, but so this is like just about practice. That's all. And you just have to decide. Like you can hear this and forget about it. But if you hear this now, and you take these things to heart and you write it in your journal or you print it on a piece of paper or a sticky note that's on your computer and you do these every day and they hit your heart every single day, of course, you will see results. Okay, so number one, every day make a list of three things that you're grateful for that podcasting has brought into your life. Now I'm using podcasting, but you could plug in anything. You could say, every day, you know, you can make a list of three things that you're grateful for that your coaching business has brought into your life or whatever. But podcasting, because I really want you to be thinking about this in terms of podcasting. Like I could tell you, I have so many gifts and so much gratitude for all the things that podcasting has brought into my life for the past 8 years. And so I am living proof because this is what I do. And I never forget how blessed and lucky I am that I have a passion for this medium to coach and teach on demand anytime I want to, whenever I feel inspired, whenever I feel like, you know what, it's this thing, it's out in the ether and it's time for me to give this. Okay, number two, I want you to name the three feelings that go with the three things that you said you were grateful for. And then close your eyes and meditate on them. And I want you to feel them completely. I don't care if you do this for a minute or 5 minutes. And here's the thing about meditation. Again, I've been a meditator for like, oh my gosh, 15, 20 years. It's been a huge part of my life. And I'm very devoted to the practice. And you give yourself grace and you allow your mind to race. Actually, in fact, your mind, you'll think it's racing more than it actually is. You're just noticing it because you're present. But even if you close your eye, you do this for 1 minute and you feel this feeling, like it's literally your body feels this feeling of peace, of serenity, of clarity. Like even if you get that for 1 minute, I'm telling you right now, that's progress. Because as you keep doing a meditation on gratitude, every time you do it, maybe you'll do it down the road, you'll be able to hold the feeling of serenity, of peace, of clarity for 5 minutes. So this is a practice that takes time. You don't say, I did it, didn't work. It's a little bit more than that. So it's about deciding that you're going to burn the boats and try this practice. Just this. Okay, number three, if you practiced gratitude as your main podcasting, in air quotes, strategy, because, you know, strategies, you know, sometimes for us, you know, people like me, if you're like me and you love the step-by-steps and the strategy, I always love to turn things into a strategy. But these are things that are like, you know, like as my coach said, squishy, right? You can't, they're, you know, you can't really define them. They're indefinable. That didn't make sense, but you know what I mean, right? But if you were to practice gratitude as your main strategy for your podcast, for your business, what do you think you would create? I want you to really think about that. And I really hope that you're writing this stuff down. If you're out walking, running, whatever you're doing, please come back. Please listen to this again and write these things down in a journal. And, or if it's on a sticky note, I love to use those giant sticky notes and put them on my computer and write in a Sharpie. And all you need to do is look at them, glance at them, answer them in your mind if you want, if you rather do that. And then, you know, when you get those three feelings that I mentioned before and you close your eyes, you just meditate on them for a few minutes or 30 seconds, whatever it is, just make it a habit. And after a while, you won't even need to look at the sticky note. Okay, number four, as you go through your day, pay attention to the times when you feel scarcity, right? When you feel yourself coming out of, you know, this feeling of gratitude, like when you lose this feeling of gratitude, or when you're in a lack mindset and you start to tell yourself that something isn't working, or you're feeling entitled or resentful or resistant, any of that stuff. This is your inner GPS showing you, pointing a finger, that you are not in an attitude of gratitude. Isn't that amazing? That it's almost like our body's signal. Like as soon as we drop out of gratitude, that gives us an opportunity to actually drop back in. All right. So those are the four things. I hope you found this episode inspiring. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next time. Take care.